Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It is 8:11 with Alan, Mike, and Mary. Alan is on vacation, and you know what time it is.
Tell me something good.
That's right. We're going to brag about the state of Connecticut with Mary Scanlon.
As Connecticut small businesses continue to navigate the impact of the ongoing coronavirus pandemic, the state is encouraging employers to utilize the shared work program. Back in the fall, the governor and the Connecticut Department of Labor held a press conference to make sure that businesses across the state were aware the shared work program could be used in industries beyond manufacturing. The program allows Connecticut businesses to prevent layoffs by temporarily reducing employee hours and using partial unemployment benefits to supplement lost wages. In addition to reducing short-term costs, businesses benefit by avoiding the expense associated with recruiting, hiring, and then training new employees when the economy recovers. And employees benefit from retaining a connection to their employer, maintaining their health insurance and other benefits, and protecting the majority of their income. Connecticut businesses like Pegasus Manufacturing in Middletown and OEM Controls in Shelton are currently participating in the program, and they say it's played a vital role in retaining their skilled workforce during these difficult times. Now, since March, more than 1,300 companies and 24,000 employees in Connecticut have benefited from the program. Companies interested in participating in the shared work program may now apply with the Connecticut Department of Labor. It's almost time to say goodbye to 2020, and even though we are all staying closer to home this New Year's Eve, there are still plenty of ways you can safely celebrate. Here are a few options to consider. There's First Night Hartford, which is turning its annual New Year's celebration into a robust 10-hour broadcast experience on television, Facebook, YouTube, and Zoom. The broadcast will include original performances from the Hartford Symphony Orchestra and others, reflections on the past year, and it's going to feature local artists and art institutions. Party kits with an activity book, party masks, and more can be purchased for added fun. Then there's Ski Sundown in New Hartford. That's where I learned to ski. They have all-day skiing and a torchlight parade a few minutes before the clock strikes 12. Enjoy tasty food, drink specials, and night lift tickets for no extra charge so you can ski right into 2021. Grab New Year's Eve dinner to go at the Wharf Restaurant in Madison or Little Pub in Greenwich, Fairfield, Stratford, Wilton, or Old Saybrook. And at Theater Works in Hartford, they've teamed up with three downtown restaurants, Vaughn's Public House, Republic at Linden, and Artichoke Basil Pizza to offer dinner and show at home to ring in the new year. So tickets are available online, and they include a takeout meal from either of these restaurants and access to a streamed performance of the popular Christmas on the Rocks production.
I saw it this week. It's great.
Oh, wonderful. And as a reminder, just make sure you check out each destination's website for new safety guidelines before you venture out. And then make sure you stay tuned for more updates next week when we tell you more good stuff about Connecticut.